Right, so it's November.
It is, which means we need to do
December. So we do it a month in advance. So I've decided that because we're running up to Christmas, what we're going to do is we're going to run all through the trailers, but we're not going to cover any Christmassy films.
Why no Christmassy films?
Because I'm just being belligerent about Christmas.
Of course, yeah. Sorry, that's standard operating procedure. But yeah. Sorry, I forgot. It's been a year. Yeah, I forget these things. So, does that mean we can do The Grinch?
Well, you think that we could do The Grinch, but we can't do The Grinch because The Grinch is a kind of an anti-Christmas film with a Christmassy message on it. So if we cover it, then we're actually covering a Christmas film, even though it's an anti-Christmas film, which means that it goes against what I've just said. So you'd think so, but no. Make sense?
Yeah.
Let's carry on.
Welcome to the November episode of the podcast trailers.
Yay! God, see, that is just wordy. Why can't you just say the November podcast?
Let's just say November trailers.
Fine.
Which will cover trailers in December, because that's how it works right here.
Because time.
Because, indeed. Let's carry on.
Yes.
Now, what's our first trailer?
It's probably worth pointing out that it's very early in the morning.
It is.
You,
I'm trying to keep it professional, but
yeah, my coffee hasn't kicked in yet, and I had a bit of a big night last night.
I think
your coffee hasn't kicked in yet.
I started the day on -3 coffees, so even though this is my second,
yeah,
I'm still one coffee behind.
I'm down. So I think the first thing we need to do is just to get the first trailer out of the way, see how we feel. So let's start you off with a good one. Do you like David Tennant?
Oh, I love David Tennant.
Then let's watch Mary, Queen of Scots. Ooh. So,
big cast.
Big cast.
Big scenery.
Big scenery. Costume, drama.
Yeah.
Epic.
Big hair.
Big hair. Huge hair. And then
huge beards.
Yeah. So, first of all, I think we mentioned David Tennant because we're big fans of David Tennant, or The Tennant, as he's also known.
Indeed.
First off, he's doing it in Scottish accent.
Yes,
which is default Tennant.
Yes.
Actually, it's not. It's
out
actually not default Tennant. It's actually, anyway. And massive beard. I went, that's him there. And you went, no, it's not. And I went, yeah, it is. And he went, no, he's got a, whoa, massive beard.
So he's gone, he's like, it's not a, like Mark Hamill hobo beard.
Oh no, it's a ZZ Top beard.
It's not even a Gandalf beard. It's beyond that.
It's a ZZ Top level beard. It's full on. I mean, it's so much of a beard. It takes up most of his body.
In the credits, it's got its own credit. You know,
and,
it's that big.
Yes, exactly.
And David Tennant's beard.
And introducing David Tennant's beard. So this is the story of Mary, Queen of Scots, which if you paid attention during your history class in the UK, which no one did, you'll know who she is. If you're not from the UK or you're basically not interested in that area of history, it's Elizabethan era drama, intrigue. Did you like Braveheart? If you thought Braveheart was a little bit too violent, but you liked costumes and accents, you'll like Mary, Queen of Scots.
This is the thinking person's Braveheart.
Yeah. So you got Saoirse Ronan.
Yep.
So, sorry, Academy Award nominee
Saoirse Ronan. I think they put that up on screen, didn't
they? Yes, and the woman who inexplicably I got money from not betting on her for the Oscars, but that's a different story. So she is the titular Mary, Queen of Scots.
Yep.
And then you got Margot Robbie, who's basically heavily been kind of made up and made to look like she's Elizabeth the First.
Yes.
And she is
looking almost, I was a little bit worried. It's such a her image is, it's like so over the top. And I know they're hitting what like was historically accurate, but she's almost looking like Helena Bonham Carter in Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah,
and that was a little distracting.
Right. So yeah. But her, I watched Terminal a few months back, and
yes,
she does a British accent, because obviously Margot Robbie's Australian.
Yes.
So she's got an American accent down pat, and then her British accent's pretty good.
Her American accent's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, her British accent's pretty good. It occasionally dropped, but she's in full on, oh, hello, blummy mode.
She's
doing that. But it looks like intrigue and, I mean, it doesn't end.
It's political, right?
Spoiler alert, this story does not end well for Mary, Queen of Scots. I mean, and that's not a spoiler because, you know, it happened 500 years ago. But, it looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it just, it could. I think it'll, as usual with these kind of things, I think it'll do better in the UK than it will in the US. I don't think it'll threaten the top three.
Yeah. I think that it'll be Saoirse Ronan and Margot Robbie top billing, right? And
Definitely.
Probably. And everyone even though we else. Love The Tenant, he'll probably be supporting in this.
So Saoirse and Margot will be top billing, and then everyone else in it. And it's one of those films that everyone pops up and you kind of go, is that the bloke? Yeah. Just in this film, he has a really big beard.
So this is a good film to go look at for supporting cast. There will be a long tail of cheap supporting
there'll
cast
be,
people.
There'll be everyone, basically anyone who was supporting cast in any of the Harry Potter films will be basically told to grow a beard and covered in a bit of mud and told to do an the new Scottish accent and be put into this film. So so look out for essentially...
And this is coming out right at the beginning. This is our first film at Big
So
film
what we're
December.
Doing is, I'm actually this month, we're going to do them chronologically.
Which I think might be a good policy for general. But let's try it out this month and
see how it goes. Let's see how we get on with this one.
Because obviously our other rule is don't end on a bad film.
Yeah, which we're in risk of doing so. Mm. Because in fact, I think we are going to be... Anyway,
let's see how it goes. It's been a long time.
This comes out on December the 7th. But according to the trailer we've just watched, it says it comes out in January. So just be aware that this may come out in the UK before it comes out in the US.
And you can't run a film over the end of the year.
So
you might get half the earnings.
We're at a delicate point in the game.
So do your research, people.
Absolutely. So if you pick a film here from January 1st, the whole system will reset. So you want to pick a film. Yeah. If you're going to pick December films, make sure that they make their money in their 4 weeks of winning.
On a slight aside, this is something we sort of cover in the main podcast. This reminds me, for a long time, I've been wanting to make the system show the two release dates, the UK and the US. At the moment, it just takes the first one that turns
up.
And I think I need to, that would be a good thing to add. But anyway, that's
I think
for 2019
it would be extremely, that would be extremely helpful in the future. Yeah. So we just need to, be just mindful of that.
Yep.
Right. So more than that is the week of December the 14th. So again, you need to be very careful here. You have got, frankly, quite a cool looking film, which is called Mortal Engines.
Hmm. From Academy Award-winning director, but he's not actually the
directing
director, but we're going to put him on his name
all
right up front.
All over this film.
Peter Jackson
so,
brings you
so,
Mortal
hang on.
Engines.
So, basically, the city, all the cities and towns are mobile.
That's what it looks like.
That's really odd.
It's kind of, it's almost like a kind of Studio Ghibli Howl's Moving Castle, but much, much bigger.
Yeah.
It's like high concept. It's based on a book. In fact, I think it's based on a series of books.
There's going to be one film, then two films, then the last book's going to be two films split into two parts?
Quite likely.
Yeah, that's
why do
much...
you think they've got Jackson at the kind of producing helm, right?
He knows
the score.
Essentially, I mean, the trailer doesn't give an awful lot away. There's lots of action and people jumping into gliders and flying around and stuff. And Hugo Weaving's in it as I'm guessing the bad guy. We need a bad guy. What about that bloke? No, I'll tell you who we need. Hugo Weaving. Why? Because basically he'll go, "Hello, Mr. Anderson," and you go, "Yeah, that's him." So essentially, it's the future, and all the cities.
You know what he's like? He's Mr. Portent.
Yeah.
Like, how portentous does this need to be? Out of 10.
We're
going
to have
Hugo.
To go. We have to go for a Hugo. Yeah, we're Hugo levels of portentous. So it looks as if it's the.
But they obviously couldn't hire your man. What's his name? We've talked about before. Who's current rent a bad guy? He was in the bad guy in Ready Player One. What's his name?
Oh, Ben Mendelsohn.
Ben Mendelsohn. Was he not?
He wasn't available, was he?
He was booked up already.
We need a slightly evil but quite reserved bad person. Okay, listen, we got like a top two.
Yeah.
So I don't
recall seeing anyone else.
Dude, I'm
I
trying to summarize
it.
The plot.
Sorry.
So here we go. It looks like it's the future, and for some reason, all of the populations are now still living in cities, but the cities are mobile, and in order to get resources, they will capture and cannibalize smaller towns.
Wow, you understood that much more than me, because I was just looking and going, giant moving things
giant.
And people jumping and flying.
London's a tank. So London is basically, so it starts with London kind of harpooning and then capturing a smaller village. I'm going to go Godalming, which is a great call out to anyone from Godalming. But effectively, yeah. So
it might be like a parallel. What we should really do is, if he wasn't asleep or glued to his phone, bring in Smith Jr.
Right.
Because he's read the books.
And knows. Okay. So he'll
but,
be right.
I imagine this means that I will be going to see this whether I like it or not.
Because, it does look quite good, though. I mean,
yes, it's got epic.
It does have a fair bit of epicness to it. I've got a couple of problems, though. There's not a lot of people in it who we'd recognize.
Yes, I was going to say. Hugo's the only guy who stood out for me.
The other guy who's in it, the main protagonist, is a guy called Robert Sheehan. And he was in, there was a British show a few years ago called Misfits about a group of basically youths
but they had like superpowers. Yeah.
And he was in that program and he was extremely annoying in that program. He was the reason I didn't continue to watch the program, because he really annoyed me.
Okay.
And therefore, I mean, I'm sure he's a very nice bloke and I'm sure he's great, but therefore I'm put off by him being in it.
Yeah.
So I need to get over that
and go see it.
But this looks like it comes out mid-December. It's right before all the schools break up. It's based on a young adult novel. Mm. It's clearly going to have a part 2, 3, and
well,
then
it's kind of fitting into the slot that's been left open by Disney, you know, with, you know, no Star Wars.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Year,
this
yeah.
year we've got no Lord of the Rings going on for the first time in like forever, and we've got no Star Wars going on.
We've got the Harry Potter thing going on, but that's
meh.
So do you think that this is going to...
Because
they're both kind of like semi-epic, semi-magical, you know, they're sort of in, they're adjacent.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, it smacks of franchise cynicism, but it does actually look quite an interesting concept. It just, I've got no experience in the book.
It's the sort of thing that you'd want Terry Gilliam to do, except if you gave it to him,
it would be
you'd have to wait 20 years and it would be bonkers.
It would be absolutely bananas. There is a very strong that's exactly right. I was trying to get to, yes, there is a weird Brazil vibe to it.
Yeah. And that's why I think it's like a parallel universe. It's not like, it's not this world in the future. It's just like there's a world where
everything's
cities
are mobile. Yes. But yeah, it looks interesting.
Yeah,
because you traditionally...
I think for you and I, it's like ticking a sort of sci-fi kind of high-concept-y box.
Yes, I think if you pitched it to me as an idea, I'd be like, yes, I'm in, 100%. But it just
sees how well they
spin it, though.
It'll be like a weird Doctor Who episode extended to a full movie.
Yes.
Yeah?
No, you're 100%.
Because you know, they've done things like, you know, the cities on the back of space whales type.
Yes.
And things like
that. Yeah. This is the welcome to the Doctor Who podcast. that is a deep cut. But yes, you're right. There's a certain British sci-fi-ness about it. And I don't know who's written the book. I don't know.
It's not space opera, right?
No, it's not like it's not spaceships and laser
beams.
It's.
I think given that we've now spent like longer than the entire length of the trailer itself talking about it, means that, you know, it's a strong indication we are intrigued.
I think,
by
to be honest,
the,
I was
going to
say, because usually you go to the cinema for your birthday and your birthday's around about in December. I think this might be the contender for your birthday visit.
Yes.
And if it is, I'm up for it.
Okay.
And that's all I can say about it. I think that it'll drag in a lot of people who just kind of go, I'll give that a bash.
Yeah.
But there's no real expectations. We will have to go and wake up the young Smith and interrogate him off air.
Yes.
And see what it's about.
Yeah.
But I'm intrigued, but again, from a cast point of view, Hugo Weaving's the man for that.
Yes.
Because he is not expensive, and if this film does well, you would make a mint. But don't forget, it comes out on the 14th of December,
so you'll get two weeks
of this. So be...
It's a good closer.
Be careful.
If you're putting a film in soon, you want a little nice sweetener.
You want
a
little,
you want
a nudge at the end. It might be a good gamble. It might make its money in January
and
when everyone calms down.
Top billing, or more likely,
I think,
it depends if he's the big bad.
I think he's the big bad. I think he'll be top billing. So,
okay.
I think so, because I think he's the biggest name in there.
Yep.
I'm intrigued.
Mm.
I'll tell you what I'm not intrigued about, though.
Mm.
Is our next trailer.
Okay, which is
Aquaman.
Hmm. So that looks like a quiptastic sort of superhero movie, but the quips just didn't land.
So,
is that, do you agree?
Yeah. So here's the issue. DC have got a very serious problem with their all their films, and we've talked about Suicide Squad and Batman and Superman, and we've talked about Henry Cavill and not Matt Damon, the other one.
I think the only one that's been a real hit is Wonder Woman.
Right? Wonder Woman's been great, and if you watch Justice League or League or whatever it was called, the Superman,
Avengers DC style.
Avengers DC style. Jason Momoa as Aquaman was really good in that film. He was the lightest of the characters because everyone else was all dark and brooding.
But he was like
in a dark and brooding world. And then he kind of turned up and basically just kind of made fun of the whole thing
and was very quippy, right?
And yeah, but the film looks really good, but it's very heavily CGI'd.
Oh, it's like 99% CGI.
A lot of it, and I think that's going to annoy me. And I'm not interested in the epic
in the visuals
guy on a horse on a seahorse or guy on a shark battle. I kind of want to see the stuff on land and get a bit more about it. So I don't know.
It depends how much they've skewed that trailer, right?
Yeah,
showing all of the bright shiny?
Yeah, and it doesn't appeal. Now there's a fight sequence in a submarine which looks pretty cool, and there's a bit on land where there's a guy with a ridiculously
and jumping
large
out of a plane.
Jumping out of a plane. That looks so. The stuff that ironically is devoid of water in Aquaman is looking like the good part of it. And I think if they get the balance of this right, it might actually be quite good. Because I like Jason Momoa. He's great. I liked him in Stargate Atlantis, which is how far back we're going with this guy. Obviously, most people will recognize him as the big scary bloke in the Game of Thrones.
Yes. The former Mr.
I'm sorry, my Siri went off on one. So, bizarre.
What did we say?
I don't know. But yeah, so most people will recognize him from Game of Thrones, and he was really good in DC in
the
Justice
the former
League.
Mr. Targaryen.
And that's the
Daenerys
bunny.
Targaryen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So yeah, but I don't know. I think there's a.
It didn't. The trailer didn't excite me.
Here's the thing. Right, I'm sorry. It's very early in the morning. I'm only on my second coffee. I need more coffee. Here's the point I'm trying to make. That film, for our purposes, it comes out on the 21st of December.
It's 1 week.
So you don't want to touch it until the new year. So you will miss its first week. B, it's taking... The film looks okay, but it's carrying with it an awful lot of emotional baggage.
Right, yeah.
Because it has the expectations and disappointment of a generation of comic book fans with it. So it needs, so even if it's a strong 7 of a film, it needs to be a 14 to get over the drag factor of the crappy films that it's dragging with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
So it could be quite good, but it needs to be
fabulous,
amazing in order for it to clear what is effectively going to be an extremely high bar for itself.
It needs to pay down the debt of previous movies, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
I see what you're saying.
And that's my problem, is if it was another Marvel film...
Which is what Wonder Woman was doing in many respects, right?
And Wonder Woman's a great film. Wonder Woman but Wonder Woman stands alone as a good film.
Yeah.
And as long as they don't try and link in stupidness into this film, because there's a bit in Dawn of Justice... where they basically have a 5-minute trailer for the next film, and it's really badly done.
Right.
And you kind of sit there and go,
like,
no,
crowbarred in.
Yeah, as long as, if they can divorce this film.
If they make this like a proper
all the
Origins
other film,
type film.
Exactly, yeah. If they can remove this film from referencing any of the crud that's come before it, I think they'll be okay. But there's a heavy, this film's walking in already with a big debt to pay. You're absolutely right. Yeah. So just be aware of that. I think it'll come in strong on week one, and then everyone will go, it's actually quite good, or they'll go, nah,
avoid.
And it'll avoid. Yeah. So personally, so James Wan's directing it, and he's got some form. Now, if Wilson was here, he'd be going on about The Conjuring, the producer and the thing with the witches and stuff. But yeah. Forget it, Wilson's not here, so we can talk about Fast and Furious 7, because that's what he directed. Ah, submarines, rock, ice, the rock, explosions!
So I expect if he's playing to form, then there'll definitely be some physics-defying action.
Oh, there is a bit in this where a submarine is pushed out of the water by Aquaman, and you kind of go, that is so James Wan. So it could be good, but I'm going in expecting it to suck. And I'm sorry, everyone who was involved in the production of that film.
But that could work to its advantage. Yes. If everyone goes in going, well, I'm watching it because I'm a DC fan, but I'm just, the track record makes me think it's bad, then they'll go in low expectations and be pleasantly surprised and go, yeah, actually, no, go see it. But yeah.
So from a film point of view, from a fantasy film point of view, I wouldn't touch
Wait
this.
For next year.
I wouldn't touch it till the new year.
But if you're going for the second week, then you'll already know whether it's any good or not. So yeah, I guess the thing is just look for the reaction and then decide.
Yeah.
And anyone, I mean, I didn't really see anyone other than Jason Momoa.
You've got Jason Momoa, you've got Amber Heard is the redhead love interest. Nicole Kidman is his mum.
Oh, wow. I didn't pick her up.
Patrick Wilson is, I think, the main bad guy.
Okay. There was some voiceover, but they didn't, like, show the bad guy.
Yeah, it was very CGI. There was very, like, you know, action explosion trailer.
Yeah.
Certainly the one that we watched. There's probably a completely different trailer that goes about the character side, which is what we want. But anyway, that's the way it goes. So, just be careful.
Proceed with caution.
Just be careful on that one.
Okay.
And then that kind of brings us on to our next one, which is again, a film we didn't ask for, but I'll tell you what, we'll be good and we'll have a look, because it's not directed by Michael Bay, but it's Bumblebee, Transformers spin-off.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know. Check it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you remember some time ago me saying what they really should do with Transformers is make an actual film for children and not for Michael Bay leering over scantily clad women? They've gone and done it. This is the Transformers film they should have made first.
So this film is based in 1987.
Yes.
And all the Transformers that are shown in the trailer.
I'm based in 1987.
Exactly, yeah. All the Transformers in this film, I recognised because I had the toys in 1987. Because you went, there's Starscream, there's Soundwave, there's... this looks...
Yes.
Okay, I can't believe I'm going to say this, so strap in. Wow, that looks like a Transformers film I'd actually want to go and see.
I know.
It looks fun.
Yes.
And about 45 seconds in, I knew that we were going to go and see this film because we both just went, John Cena, who, as discussed, is actually a bit of a gem. He's a bit cool.
Yeah.
That looks good. I don't care how it links in.
I don't know how they've done it. How
I don't
they,
care.
Have they unpicked it? They don't. They've just gone back to the beginning.
They've just gone, you know what? You know those other ones? Forget them. The one with Mark Wahlberg, we were never here.
Okay.
Let's just show you how it should be.
And here's the thing. They need to do the same as Aquaman. They need to not try and link it in.
Yes. They just need to go, you know what? It didn't work. We're just going to make another fun film.
Yes.
It's going to look the same because Bumblebee isn't the new... He's also not the new Volkswagen. He's the old Volkswagen Beetle.
The contemporary 1987.
So effectively, there's a girl and it's the 80s because she's wearing 80s clothes and she has a Walkman, which, by the way, for those people who don't know what that is, it was back in the day when MP3 players were powered by analog magnetic tape.
By rust on a plastic thing.
And she buys an old car, and the old car is Bumblebee, and he's obviously hiding on Earth. He's just some sort of fugitive, and then it all kicks off, and then John Cena turns up for reasons. But it looks good. It looks fun.
Yep.
It's got enough action, but it hasn't got just explosions and things transforming and weird racially stereotyped Transformers.
Oh God, you reminded me of that.
There's one point where Soundwave turns up and a cassette jumps out of his chest and turns into a Jaguar thing, and you were like, it's Ravage. Oh,
so they're going to clear up with our age bracket, right?
Yes.
Or as long as they can. I think with that trailer, they're basically telegraphing. It's like, this is what you grew up with when you were a child.
So
come and see it.
It's been 20 years of So it's been 20 years of frankly shitty Transformer movies, right? And now they've gone, hang on a second. So what you wanted was, oh,
the toys,
the cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we've watched the cartoon. That looks all right. I'll tell you what, why don't we make something a bit more.
What about the sexy ladies? Do we need
that?
No sexy ladies?
We've looked at the cartoons.
There
no
were no sexy ladies.
Ladies
in the cartoon.
Megan Fox
no.
isn't in the cartoon. Yeah. But yeah. there's a lot of, you know, story.
Racial slurs?
No, there's
no.
not those. There's just
none of that.
There's just robots. And,
turning into
and
stuff. And
turning stuff and having a
having
bit
a
of fun.
Fight.
And because it's on Saturday morning when you would sit there with your chocolate frosted sugar bombs and watch it. Oh, well, I'll tell you what, we'll give that a bash.
I can't see why it's going to work, but let's try it.
Where's Michael Bay? Michael Bay's not here. Let's let's just tell Michael that we're doing something else. Let's just let him do something else with that. Let him have yeah. let him spoil Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles instead, and we'll just
yeah.
we'll give this thing a bash.
Right, here's the danger now. We've seen that trailer, and now our expectations are set to about 11 or 13 out of 10.
Right? Yeah, no, absolutely. But it looks...
So I hope it turns out to be a good film, but it bodes well.
It does bode well. But here's the big question now, because it's your birthday.
Mm.
What's your birthday film going to be? Is it going to be
that
Mortal
was actually
Engines,
my, that was my,
or is it going to be Bumblebee?
That was my closing thought, and it frankly it has to be this one if it's out soon enough.
It's out on the 21st.
Oh wow! So,
so
that's
it comes
like,
out. It comes out the week of Christmas.
Yeah. So that
so Aquaman and Bumblebee drop on the same day.
So sorry, I'm going to go see Bumblebee.
I've got to be honest with you. It looks good.
Yeah. I'm going to be looking at the reviews very carefully.
Yeah. So again, so cast wise, you've got Justin Theroux, you've got John Cena, you've got Angela Bassett, who's probably, I'm guessing, going to be some sort of shadowy government agent who runs an organization. Have a look through. They're all going to be supporting cast. Have a look through. It could be quite good. Again, because it's dropping at the end of December, you might want to...
It's a 2019 film.
It's a 2019
think of it
film.
Like that, yeah.
But honestly, I mean, I think I'm going to put a stake in the ground now and say John Cena might be a good pick for that because I think he's knocking out a lot of films at the moment.
Yeah.
We talked about...
But he seems to have good taste.
We talked about actually... Blockers the other yeah. month, and it was a good film. And he seems to just... He knows what he's capable of doing, and he's absolutely nailing it in that narrow margin.
And so, this one, he's channeling a senior Jarhead.
Yes, absolutely. He's officer grade Jarhead in this, rather than normal Jarhead. But in fairness to him, you know, I've got a weird kind of, I'm experiencing a weird feeling I've not experienced before, which is optimism
around Transformers,
a Transformers film,
and this is what
it
I said feels, back when, right?
It feels like, wrong. You know, it just feels wrong.
I know, but I was saying this is the film they should have made.
Yeah. Right. Right. Okay. Well, I mean, we need to move on.
This is like Chris Nolan going and doing Batman and like resetting it
and
after
just going,
the Schumacher years.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's
not that I'm wanting to set the expectations too high. Okay, I probably overshot.
No, you've overshot that massively.
I apologize.
Now. That is,
but that's what I'm. That's how I'm seeing it.
No, we need to go and see that. 100%. We need to go and see that. Right. So Aquaman and Bumblebee drop on the same day, along with our next film. So we've got three films to choose from on 1 week, and our next film is Emily Blunt in Mary Poppins Returns.
Ooh.
No.
No?
No.
No.
So here's the thing. We watched that trailer.
Yes.
At exactly the same volume level of all of our previous trailers.
They turned that volume up.
And that volume was up. So
up,
it was
up, up.
Very...
Like,
it was
like this.
Like, look at this film! It was proper shouty.
Proper shouty orchestration. It was like
it
very
was just,
loud violins.
Was, yeah, I... So,
You physically walked back from the screen as we watched it.
Emily Blunt
you
started
kind of distanced
to,
yourself.
Emily Blunt started
yeah,
to
that
sing,
was the moment.
And I had to take a step back because I just went, no. So Ben Whishaw's in this.
Yay.
Like Ben Whishaw, he's great.
Yes.
The rest of it, So here's my thing. Who is this film aimed at?
Okay. All the family.
Yeah, but have you Have you seen Mary Poppins?
Yes.
When did you watch Mary Poppins?
Some time back.
Yeah.
I think I might have watched it recently. No, actually, you know what? No. Within the last couple of years with the kids.
Right. And did they like it?
I think so.
But, meh. Mary Poppins first came out in 1964.
Yes.
Which is 54
This is a long time coming sequel.
I mean, in terms of longest time to make a sequel, we thought Zoolander was pretty good at 13 years. This is 54. This isn't a remake of Mary Poppins. This is a sequel to Mary Poppins.
It is indeed.
And I think that's their first error. I think they maybe should have done a remake rather than a sequel.
You think?
Yeah. Also, she's done. What is she doing? Sorry, my Siri's gone completely crazy.
Is it you saying sequel sounds like Siri?
I think so. I think it's because both my Siri and I have strange accents, and she's keyed to pick up strange accents.
Yeah.
My apologies. What was I saying? Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Should have been a sequel.
Meh. It just hasn't grabbed me.
Do you know what was missing? Here's the thing, right? You hit it in your reaction to at the beginning of the trailer. You started singing Let's Go Fly a Kite. What they did not show you in that trailer was the songs, because what makes Mary Poppins is the songs. Just like Frozen and other things that are musical or Greatest Showman. Mary Poppins is essentially is a musical.
Yeah.
Right? They've not shown you the songs. This will, I predict this will sink or swim on the strength of the songs.
On its soundtrack.
And they're not giving any of that away.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think, so the fact that you've got the Dick Van Dyke character is being played by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, I did not recognize the guy.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, yes. He is the guy who was responsible for Hamilton, the musical.
Oh, right. Okay.
He wrote yeah. and he was heavily involved in the Moana. Disney
right.
film Moana. He
which I know you films, rate.
Which actually is genuinely quite a good film.
Yeah.
So he is the cockney.
So my feeling is I would, if it's good, this is going to have serious legs.
Yes.
If the songs are
like
good.
Like greatest showman
level
Beauty
legs.
And the Beast right. legs. Yes. Yeah.
Some of it looked quite eye-popping. But yeah, you're gonna. It's gonna be how much you can. Emily Blunt cannot annoy you as being a replacement Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
Because for me, there was something not quite right.
Yeah.
Almost too posh.
Yeah.
In the way she came across, but I think I'm willing to give it a shot.
So every couple of years, they changed. The Doctor in Doctor Who.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. I accept
and
that as part
and,
of the
and,
thing.
And you require a little bit of time for
you
adjustment.
For me, my adjustment period is about 5 minutes. And I go, I fully accept this new yeah. guy or girl to be yeah. the Doctor.
They I didn't have enough time
They
in
have
that
regenerated Mary Poppins, and I'm yes. not happy about it.
Right.
She doesn't look enough like the old one to be the same one. That has grated me. But you're absolutely right. Everything you've said. If the soundtrack's bang on, and if it's a good film and the kids love it, this will run and run and run. And I fully expect that there's a 50-50 chance of us discussing this in February of next year and still say, my God, Mary Poppins is still at number five in the box office.
Yes. Or it's going to bomb spectacularly because it doesn't hit the mark for people.
It's just not hitting the mark for me. It just isn't. It hasn't
I don't know.
Grabbed
I,
me.
I don't the, know off that trailer how it's going to do.
I don't love the Mary Poppins films originally. It's not something that I'm huge in.
Right.
And
but there are a lot of people who really
yeah,
love it.
I'm less invested in that. So,
It's another one for 19. See how it goes in the first
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I'd strongly suggest that you... Yeah, again, you know...
But someone like Ben Whishaw might be a good pick.
But it comes out in the same week as Bumblebee and Aquaman.
Yeah, but this
I
is
think
definitely...
I think it's going to get monstered if we're not careful.
No, but it's going for a different audience. It's
true.
It's going for a different audience. And I think over that holiday period, people may go and see more than one film, right?
True.
Or
that's
see
a good
one
point.
One week.
Yeah, no,
it's
going to
go on,
right.
I think... a lot of that. It's interesting. I think all of them are... Word of mouth is going to be really key to all of these films.
Yeah.
Because no, none of them are coming on... They're either not on an established... Well, here's the thing. They're on an established franchise, but it's got a... They're carrying the weight of past failure with them. Both Transformers and Aquaman. Or this one, it's been so flipping long.
Yeah.
That, you know, and it's following a film that's so loved by a certain proportion of the audience. Yeah, it's hard. It's going to be really interesting to see how these ones play out.
It's a tough one.
This is quite an unpredictable Christmas period compared to years past, where it was just like Star Wars. Or Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, all those, you know, get out of the way, Star Wars is coming, and now it's going to go, hang on, is there not a Star Wars film this one? Right, get Star everything Wars. In there. Get it. Star.
Right, I think we've deafened everyone enough now.
Sorry, people who are currently listening to this in headphones. But yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's going to be, I mean, Mortal Engines looks really good.
I'm worried it's going to get...
Aquaman looks...
It's good they're getting it out early, because those three, between them...
Yeah, Aquaman, Bumblebee and Mary Poppins all drop in the same week.
Yeah.
And if it came to those three... So here we go. Here's the question.
They're all really... Really, really big, or they're gonna go
so
terrible.
You can see one film if you only see one film that week between Aquaman, Bumblebee, and Mary Poppins.
Well,
what's it gonna be?
For me, it's Bumblebee.
Yeah,
but I think
it shouldn't be.
I think maybe the other half of the Smith family are gonna want to see Mary Poppins, and no, I think Aquaman's gonna come a third.
You're right. I think Bumblebee's gonna come. I think Bumblebee, if it does well and gets the nostalgia factor, is going to drag in lots of money. Mary Poppins is going to be there for the kids. And
might work it for the teens.
Yeah, but it's
because who will be like, Mary Poppins?
Transformers.
And like, 80s.
Yeah.
Although 80s is quite big.
Yes, but... apparently Stranger Things is a big thing at the moment.
Yeah.
I've not watched it yet.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I know, I haven't said that. Yeah. Moving on. Right, so we've got one more trailer to watch now.
What?
Yeah.
I can't even,
I know.
I'm done.
But
there's more?
This is going to be a long episode. Yeah, this one, though, it comes out on the 28th of December.
Right.
And I'm not hopeful of this.
Right, okay.
It's Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, which is never a sentence that starts well.
People can't see my eyes opening in horror.
In Holmes and Watson.
Ooh. No.
No, I suppose we should say it's a bit more than that. How about Hell No?
Mm.
Right, I like Will Ferrell and I like John C. Reilly, but together they annoy me in extremely... Just that... No.
Let me list the ways that is not a good film. No, I can't.
No. First, I mean... Rafe Fiennes is the bad guy. Rafe, seriously.
What were you thinking, man?
Right? Hugh Laurie's turned up in that. Hugh, come on.
Yeah.
Although Steve Coogan's in it.
Yeah, I spotted him for half a second.
Were you in it for the money?
I think there might be like some quite cameo-tastic stuff, but it's like everyone was having a laugh making the film, but it's not actually funny.
It looks like it would have been... You're 100% right. It looks like it would have been an absolute riot on set, but just no. Just... No.
I don't like the anachronistic, is that the right word, thing where they're basically like doing modern things in the past and that's funny.
It's not funny.
And there were two jokes. There were two jokes that made me smirk, but that was it.
But neither of them were particularly funny. They were just not funny.
Mm. I think we've done. I don't think we should waste any more time.
Avoid. Just avoid. It might make some money on its first week, but I honestly think that everyone's going to go, nah, I'll wait for it to come out on video. Or I'll wait for it to come out on DVD or streaming or whatever. Just no. Sorry. We don't normally end the podcast on a bad one, but that's a bad one.
Bad.
That looks bad. I mean, it looks... Like they made the film and then they went, right, this is not a good film. Let's put The Boys Back in Town in because that's a good song and let's try and cram all the funny bits into the film because this isn't a funny film.
Mm.
And it just reeks of... It just looks half-assed.
Yep.
God, I'm depressed.
Mm. We should wrap up. Right. Well, that was it for this episode of the Trailers Podcast.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm finding it really hard to like get the, you know, usually we're like, energy, energy, energy.
Can you watch Bumblebee trailer again?
Yeah.
Let's do that.